It's Friday, January 3rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Republicans today will begin laying the groundwork for a second Trump administration as they officially take over the majority in both chambers of Congress and try to elect a Speaker of the House before they tackle other critical business. Friday is the opening day of the new 119th Congress, a celebratory moment when the Capitol is packed with proud family members and other well-wishers eager to see their loved ones take the oath of office. Before that ceremony happens on the House floor, however, members-elect must first choose a speaker, and once again, that may not be easy. Speaker Mike Johnson won his party's nomination for the job in November and has been endorsed by President-elect Donald Trump, but he still faces an uphill climb to win the gavel for a full 2-year term. The GOP has a small 219 to 215 seat majority. If no Republican can secure a simple majority of all House members, 218 votes if all are present, the chamber would remain paralyzed, unable to conduct any other business until a majority agrees on a speaker. In other news, food prices slipped in December but remained near 19-month highs, driven by cheaper sugar, dairy products, and vegetable oils. Data from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations showed on Friday. The FAO's Food Price Index, which tracks global prices for a variety of staple foods, averaged 127 points in December, a 0.5% decrease from November's level, and 6.7% higher than a year earlier. The index reached 19-month highs in November, but remained below the record reached in March 2022 after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Global wheat prices were stable, with subdued international demand and strong supply from Argentina and Australia offsetting poor crop conditions in Russia. Sugar prices dropped 5.1% from November and 10.6% on year due to larger than expected Brazilian production and a weakened Brazilian real against the dollar. Meat prices bucked the trend, rising 0.4% on month and up 7.1% from a year earlier. In world news, South Korean investigators left the official residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol after a near 6-hour standoff on Friday during which he defied their attempt to detain him. It's the latest confrontation in a political crisis that has paralyzed South Korean politics and seen two heads of state impeached in under a month. The country's anti-corruption agency said it withdrew its investigators after the Presidential Security Service blocked them from entering Yoon's residence for hours due to concerns about their safety. The agency said its outnumbered investigators had several scuffles with presidential security forces and expressed serious regret about the attitude of the suspect, who did not comply with the legal process, referring to Mr. Yoon. It said detaining Yoon would be virtually impossible as long as he is protected by the Presidential Security Service. The agency plans to strongly demand that the country's acting leader, Deputy Prime Minister Choi Sang-mok, instruct the security service to comply with their execution of the detainment warrant. Back in the U.S., Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the privacy-minded company of deploying its virtual assistant Siri to eavesdrop on people using its iPhone and other trendy devices. The proposed settlement filed Tuesday in an Oakland, California federal court would resolve a 5-year-old lawsuit revolving around allegations that Apple surreptitiously activated Siri to record conversations through iPhones and other devices equipped with a virtual assistant for more than a decade. The alleged recordings occurred even when people didn't seek to activate the virtual assistant with the trigger words, "Hey Siri." Some of the conversations that were recorded were then shared with advertisers. The allegations regarding Siri contradicted Apple's long-running commitment to protect the privacy of its customers, a crusade that CEO Tim Cook has often framed as a fight to preserve a fundamental human right. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.